My Facebook page, Twitter account, cell phone, all this stuff has been blowing up over a picture that I posted of this wonderful, wonderful woman. And I was at her house yesterday, and I love her to death, and she's about as sweet as they come. And I told her my daughters would love her hair. It's blue. She has about 10 earrings. They're adorable. And the poor thing, we're in her backyard yesterday. Linda, who lives in Sharpsburg alone, lost her sister, lost her son, lives on $800 a month, and has a sewage backup and cannot use the bathroom. So this sweet, sweet woman living alone on $800 a month, try that for size. Seriously. Can't flush your toilet, can't do laundry, can't take a shower, can't wash dishes, nothing because of sewage issues, and can't afford a plumber. And I had folks over there this morning, and I got Linda on the phone. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
Are you better? Are things looking up?
It is looking up. It's just a bad day. This is when I found my son dead today.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 3 years ago I found him.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just having a rough time with that, but he did fix my plumbing, and I gave him a big hug. I told him I appreciate everything he did, but he says if I have a problem, to call him, and he'll come back out. His name is Chris. He did a very good job, and he said I shouldn't have any problems. It was a big clog, but it was wonderful. I couldn't ask for a better person, and he says that guy that told me that pipe is broken, he said it's not broken. It's got splits in it, and eventually it will go. And I told him I hope not, because I couldn't afford to get it fixed.
Aww.
But he did wonders, and I told him that if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I'd be, because I don't have the finances anymore.
Yes.
With my sister gone. And my son gone.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to try to sell what I have in my house to try to live on and pay for the house.
Yes,
this is my sister's house.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't want the house to go.
Yes, ma'am. So poor Linda lost her sister, lost her son 3 years ago today, which I did not know. And God bless you. It's so difficult and so painful. And then Paramount was the poor thing had to use the bathroom sitting. You had to use the bathroom sitting outside in a chair alone, right?
Right. I don't have nobody.
No.
Everybody's gone. And a little girl I took care of from the age of 3 weeks old, she stays here with me. And she tries to keep an eye on me. But I sent her away because I didn't want her going to the bathroom out there.
Oh.
That's degrading. It's very degrading.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I didn't want her doing that.
So
I sent her away.
So
and now she can come back home.
That's so nice. So Matt Mertz Plumbing came in this morning and they fixed it.
Yes.
Did they not, ma'am?
Yes, they did fix it. So far it's fixed. He said if I have any more problems to call him back.
Aww.
But that guy said that pipe was broken. It's not broken.
Okay.
He said it has cracks in it.
Okay.
And it'll probably go.
Okay,
eventually.
My dear. Here's what. So you can now use the toilet in your house.
Yes, I
good,
can.
Good girl. And you can do laundry and take a shower.
I need to do. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a shower.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
I'm gonna do laundry.
All right. So I'm gonna touch base with you later about your house and your bills and making sure you're okay. All right.
Okay, thank you, Arnie, for everything you've done. God bless you, because I know you had your problems. But if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I'd be.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's my pleasure to have the opportunity, and we love you, and we're here for
okay.
you, okay?
All right. I love you, too.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.